time for Wayne's 4x2. Look, again, it's a rainy day outside. It's not the best. If you are at home and you're not sure what to watch to make most of this rainy day, we'll rejoice. 2ACR's entertainment wizard, Wayne Massingham, is back, and he's got you covered with his reviews of all things music, film, and television. It's Wayne's 4x2. Four reviews, 2 minutes each. Wayne, thanks for joining us this morning.
Hi, Jack. How are you going?
I'm going great.
That's
Wayne,
good.
As you can see out there, it is a rainy and miserable day. What's your first recommendation to maybe make the most of it if you're at home?
Okay. Well, all four recommendations today are ones you can enjoy at home, hopefully. So I'll start off with a show called The Old Man. This is an FX drama. So it's locally available on Disney Plus. So this is the first season of this show, 7 episodes in total, and it's a spy thriller in a way. It's about a man, the old man in question, who's been sort of living off the grid for 30 years in Vermont, and he gets sprung through a certain event. So he has to sort of shake off his current living and get back into the world. And he's sort of hunted down by an old foe from 30 years ago and also the CIA. And as you watch the show, you'll see all flashbacks going back to the Afghan War and where the current day drama originates. So this is a really, really well-written, well-acted show. It's got two great veteran actors in it, Jeff Bridges, who plays the old man in question, and John Lithgow, so who's a director at the CIA. Also, Alia Shawkat, you might know, remember from Arrested Development, amongst others, and she's really wonderful as well. So what I liked about the show is it's sort of more thoughtful and ruminating. For most of it, it does sort of, in the last couple of episodes, become more of a international spy thriller with chases and things like that. But it's not, it's more of a thoughtful drama, I guess you could say. And as I said, with Jeff Bridges and John Lithgow on board, makes it worthwhile. There will be a second season. So I think this is really worth checking out if you like some bit of thriller, a bit of mystery, some great acting. It's The Old Man.
Oh, brilliant. Yeah, I love John Lithgow and Alia Shawkat. So having them in kind of like a thriller sounds fantastic. I'll definitely check that out.
It's worth looking at.
Yeah, that's great. Well, what's the second recommendation, Wayne?
Okay, well, this one is a film, but this one you can watch at home. It's Athena. I think that's how you pronounce it, not Athena. It's on Netflix. And this is a French film directed by Romain Gavras, who's more well known for music videos, but now branching into the feature film world. And Athena is a fictional suburb of Paris, one of those suburbs that I guess is mainly inhabited by immigrants, mainly of African descent. And if you've seen a film like Les Miserables, which deals with that, I guess, the conflict between police and the locals who are, you know, I guess treated often as second-class citizens, even though they are, if not French-born, they're sort of French citizens. So this sets place in a high-rises, and there's basically the story of three brothers, or four really, because the first one, Adir, we don't see this, but he is killed at the hand of police very before the film starts. He's only 13. And that sets alight a lot of riot, a lot of frustration, a lot of anger in the high rises. And we have the three brothers. So there's Karim, who basically is the leading the riot, leading the resistance, wanting justice for his brother. There's Abdul, who's actually serves in the French army, so he's a bit conflicted because I guess he's on the side of the government, but he's also conflicted because obviously with his brother dying. And then you add in Mokhtar, who's actually a drug dealer. So he's trying to stay out of it, keep his business afloat.
Right.
It all takes place over one day. It's, and a lot of it's shot to make it look like it's in one shot. So it's a really incredibly incendiary film, incredibly visually stunning, full of tension, full of anger. It doesn't really try to, I guess, understand or go deep into the questions of the conflicts as far as, you know, how the police treat the people that live in this suburb. It's certainly a fiery demonstration of the anger and how they feel frustrated, and it's riveting to watch. Like, it never stops. As I said, all placed over a day, so it's quite a huge, dramatic film to watch. Not a relaxing film, but one that's full of urgency and anger. That's Afana.
Yeah, I mean, I love films that try and do the one take shot. That's really impressive.
Yeah.
A bit like 1917, and even earlier, Alfred Hitchcock's Rope. Yeah, that's great. Yeah, I'll check that out.
Yeah, no, it's sort of it's really worth looking at. Just it never sort of grips you from the opening scene and keeps you going all the way through.
Oh, brilliant. Wayne, what's the third recommendation?
Well, here's a new TV show. It's called A League of Their Own. Now, this is sort of, I guess, not a remake as such, but a reinvention of the 1992 film of the same name. Now, I have to admit, I actually never seen that film, the one starring Tom Hanks and Madonna. But obviously it was a very popular hit of the time, which is about during World War II when baseball was still going in America, but a lot of the top players were actually serving in the American forces. And they were looking, some of the owners were looking for extra revenue, so they started women's leagues. And this one, as I said, it's got entirely new characters and it's set sort of in the Illinois, Chicago area. And it's about the women, I guess, with baseball dreams, getting their chance to play baseball, trying to win over the men that run the game, win over the audiences that might come and see them. Obviously, they have to, especially in the 1940s, deal with an incredible amount of sexism that they can't play, they're not worth watching. So it's about women chasing their dreams, and they're really, really great characters. You sort of sink deep into their lives and where they've come from. And this one also, I guess, not modernises it, but it introduces storylines that mightn't have featured in the film. Like, there's a major black character, and this is played by Shantae Adams, and she's wonderful. And she can't make the team because of the colour of her skin. So that's a really great story in the show. Also, a lot of the players are gay, so it's like, that's another, I guess, something they've got to keep quiet in those times. I don't know if that was examined in the film, but certainly here, so gender, sex, colour, all explored really well, but then also still really entertaining. It's very funny. You've got really great comedians like Darcy Carden and Abby Jacobson in it, Kate Bowen, also Nick Offerman, who plays the manager of the team. So even though it does look at serious social issues, it's also very, very entertaining and very funny. And really well captured. I think they do the baseball scenes really well. So 8 episodes in total. And I think there will be a second season because I think there's still quite a bit more story to be told. So
great.
Even if you didn't see the film, I think this current adaptation is worth checking out.
Cool. And where can we watch this, Wayne?
Oh, sorry. That's all on Prime. So Amazon Prime.
Cool. Well, that's great.
Yeah.
Well, what's the final recommendation you've got for us today?
Okay, well, this is one I'm really excited to talk about,
right. And
it's the new album that came out last week from the great New Jersey band Titus Andronicus. I guess one of the great punk rock bands of the last 10, 15 years. In fact, the second album, The Monitor, was my favourite album of the last decade. Always been a huge fan of them. I think their last couple of albums have been good, but not great. Still enjoyable. So I think this is their seventh album, called The Will to Live, is probably their best album in quite a few years. So I wouldn't say exactly the return to form, but certainly their best album in quite a while. 12 songs in total. If you're not familiar with them, it features the fiery vocals of Patrick Stickles. And when I say punk, they actually mix it up a lot, especially on this album. So there are a few straight-ahead punk rock sort of songs, but there's also some of those epic sort of ballads that they are really well known for, and also a touch of Springsteen. It touches on a lot of different, I guess, Stickles is always writing about current day events. He's also, a bit angry at the world, but just a great, great band. And this album lives up to some of their best. I don't think they'll ever repeat The Monitor, but this one is a great album to come back to and really, really enjoying it.
Wow, and I believe you have a song from this album, and that's the one we're going to go out on today.
Yeah, well, there's a song on the album called and Anomaly, which is a phenomenal track. But it's about 8 minutes long, so I thought I'd give a bit of a shorter one.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah, so it's called Give Me Grief. This is actually very, very close to Stickles' heart. He lost his cousin, Matt Miller, last year. So this is really about him. So it's basically an ode to his lost cousin. So it's very, very personal, very beautiful. And this song, as I said, it's probably in that sort of Springsteen-y feel, both natives in New Jersey. So it's a good rock song, but it's sort of like got those traditional 70s vibes. So Give Me Grief, one of the standout songs on the album.
Oh, well, brilliant. Wayne, we're going to play that right now. Thanks so much for coming by and giving us such great entertainment.
No worries, Jack. Thanks a lot. See ya.
See ya.